And he and Ted Cruz, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody any more than I already have, but when I see these guys talking, I see first-term senators that are reading rehearsed lines. You got to make his
which
point.
Which is perfect for a vice presidential candidate, which is why he's sucking up to Trump and hoping to get that.
But their focus group, Michael Steele, it makes Marco Rubio won't attack Donald Trump.
Won't.
Donald Trump won't attack Marco Rubio. Should we go ahead and just get a picture of them clasping hands right now and Photoshop
it? By the way, it's because Marco Rubio is actually the only one. Well, first of all, he's necessary on a number of levels, but he's the only one who will go against everything he believes in and say whatever needs to be said. And Trump knows that he can prop him up perfectly and that he will follow suit. He will do whatever Trump tells him to do. He will do that, and that's why he will be his vice presidential pick.